If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Evidence emerges on a daily basis that would suggest Joe Biden wasn't mentally fit to be president of the United States. Just in the last few hours, obviously, the Hunter Biden interview with the Ambien. You know, it's unfortunate that Dr. O'Connor pled the fifth because that would certainly be something that we would want to know with respect to the doctor.
A lot of people pleading the fifth these days, especially concerning the Biden administration, although Obama's administration in the news as well. We've got Representative Eric Burleson on the phone representing Missouri's 7th Congressional District. He is a member of the House Oversight Committee. Hi, Mr. Burleson. How are you?
Doing great.
So
Give us
the latest with the auto pen hearings, investigations, whatever we want to call them.
Yeah, so far, almost everybody that has been subpoenaed has pled the fifth. So you've got Annie Tomasini, Anthony Bernal, Ashley Williams, and Dr. Kevin O'Connor. Tomasini was the deputy chief of staff to Joe Biden, and then you have Anthony Bernal, who is called the quote unquote work husband of Jill Biden or the chief of staff to Jill Biden. And Ashley Williams, who is a former White House secretary, and of course, Dr. O'Connor was the White House physician. All of them invoked the Fifth Amendment. And so the only person that did not invoke the Fifth Amendment was Ron Klain, who is the former White House chief of staff. And he testified that that there was a deterioration in Biden's mental acuity. He said that his memory had deteriorated just a little bit, but that he wasn't as sharp compared to his earlier term, but he didn't indicate that it was dramatic enough to be noticed.
So where does that leave you guys in your investigation? If nobody's talking to you, you kind of had to expect that some of this would happen, but then what happens now?
Yeah, there's more people that that we're subpoenaing. We have Mike Don Lon, Anita Dunn, Steve Ricchetti, and Bruce Reed. And Chairman Comer has even suggested that he's going to bring in Joe Biden and possibly even Kamala Harris. Hmm. Look, this is about investigating whether or not the people that are responsible for invoking the 25th Amendment failed in their duties. And then furthermore, that they took advantage of this, that you have a staff that took advantage of the fact that Joe Biden was not paying attention and that they got away with whatever. Basically, they were the president during that time period. So Joe Biden clearly was not running the country. And we all knew that during that time period. We all asked that question, who actually is running the country? It's clear that he wasn't. The administration, I think the staff and their pleading of the fifth is admission of guilt that they knew that this wasn't right, and that they took action without his authority. And then the other entity that's kind of responsible for this is the media. The mainstream media did not cover this. They mocked it, people. In fact, I was mocked because a week leading up to the debate with Trump, I mockingly said, when they were asking me on, I was on Maria Bartiromo, and she asked, you know, she's speculating about what people are saying is that maybe Biden might be given a cocktail or something to kind of boost his energy. And I jokingly said, they may need to hop him up on Mountain Dew. I don't care. He's at the end of the day has to defend his record. I got so many calls and criticisms for saying that he was hopped up on Mountain Dew. It was ridiculous. The left and the media, you know, blasted me for saying such a thing. Well, after the debate, I tweeted, maybe they should have put him on some Mountain Dew or jacked him up on Mountain Dew. But, at the end of the day, this was covered up by the media just as much as the White House staff.
Oh, it absolutely was. Representative Eric Burleson on the phone with us. We've got supercuts, you know, here of just clip after clip after clip that they've mashed together of the media saying both before and after the debate, he's sharp as a tack, sharp as a tack, sharp as a tack. You know, it just goes on and on and on. It's amazing how much these people were willing to, even Jake Tapper, who now has written the book about his mental decline, was also saying not much of the sort throughout those 4 years. But let me ask you this. Is it emerging, and can you share, that there was a particular individual that was kind of running this show with him in that decline, or was it committee?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It appears like it was committee, although we're consistently hearing that Anthony Bernal had a dominating presence in the White House, even though he wasn't working directly for Joe Biden, who's working for Jill, that he had a dominating presence. And to kind of touch back on what you just said about the media not covering it, there's a recent media research study that was done that found that ABC, CBS, and PBS all have refused to cover the auto pin scandal. The only entity that has covered it in the mainstream media has been NBC, and they only spent 34 seconds on it.
Wow.
If that gives you an idea. So they're still covering for the Democratic Party.
That has to drive you crazy. I mean, you're doing this entire investigation. You're talking about a potential huge scandal here. And unless you're listening to a station like this or Fox News, you might not even know it exists.
That's right. It is frustrating, extremely frustrating. But the American people, I think, are waking up and they're paying attention. And the Democratic Party and their polling numbers are going steadily going down, worse and worse and worse. But I think that people have taken the red pill and realized how bad the Democratic Party and their platform was. The question is, has the Democratic Party realized how bad their platform is?
Representative Eric Burleson, last question for you. You know, we opened with a clip from Representative Comer, and he's been doing the media rounds as much as he can. Anybody that'll have him, apparently, you know, nobody's really touching on it too much. But when he's on Fox, you know, I've seen him talking about this being bigger than just the pardons. That seems to be what everybody focuses on, is Joe Biden, did he know he was pardoning these people? But there's a lot more at stake here. What more could this affect?
Yeah, there were executive orders. For example, when Mike Johnson became speaker, he had his first meeting with the president, and they brought, and President Biden had that week, quote unquote, signed an executive order related to energy policies. It was really kind of, you know, obviously instituting more regulations. And the speaker brought this up to the president, and Biden had no idea what he was talking about and swore up and down that he did not do that. And the speaker walked away from that thinking, is his memory that bad that he doesn't remember the things that he did? I think it's either that or the fact that the staff just thought, he's not paying attention. We'll just do it anyway. That's the scandal. It's not just the pardons. It's all of these executive actions and the fact that the guy in charge that people voted into office was not. Instead, the people that were in charge were unelected bureaucrats that just took power when they saw a vacuum.
Representative Eric Burleson, I appreciate when you come on the Annie Fry Show, especially on days like today when I get to talk to you, and appreciate your work. Thanks for doing it, and please keep us informed as the investigation continues.
Sounds good. Anytime. Thank you.
The YouTube live chat poll today is about tariffs. You know, Trump made some more big deals this weekend with the EU. We're asking you, how quickly will the tariff deals noticeably impact your life? Brad mentioned this in the time check, but there are four options. Never, right away, 1 year, end of Trump's term. And I might add to this, by the way, that we didn't say whether it was a good impact or bad impact. You could kind of take it either way.
Yeah.
It's entirely up to you. But how will it impact you is what, or is it already, is what we're asking you. We're going to take a short break. There is a former late night host who has come out criticizing the current late night hosts. You want to find out who that is? Stick around. We will talk about it next.
Mark Cox doesn't fake it. He's lived it here in St. Louis. Pro freedom, pro family, pro truth.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.